Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Bradford, Tioga, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's an important program that puts out grants every year for our volunteer emergency services companies in Pennsylvania, and I understand there's some good news in your area. What's going on?
Yes, under a program created and reauthorized by the Pennsylvania General Assembly, grants totaling $338,255 will benefit fire companies and volunteer ambulance units in the 68th Legislative District that I represent, which is all of Tioga County, Western Bradford County, and Eastern Potter County. The Pennsylvania Fire Company and Volunteer Ambulance Service Grant Program awards funding to local organizations for the construction or renovation of a fire company or ambulance services primary structure. The purpose of it is to help with purchase or repair of firefighting, ambulance, or rescue equipment, training, or debt reduction. The grant program, which is funded by the gaming proceeds, is administered by the Office of State Fire Commissioner within the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, or PEMA. Congratulations to all of the volunteer fire and ambulance companies and our emergency responders.
Also, I understand you had a resolution recently approved by the State House. What's going on here?
Yes, it's a resolution designating the week of May 2nd through the 8th as American Religious History Week. I authored this legislation, and it was unanimously approved in the House, that highlights the important role of religion and faith in our country by designating next week, May 2nd through 8th, as American Religious History Week in Pennsylvania. I did this resolution to highlight also and coincide with the National Prayer Day ceremonies in Washington, D.C., as well as the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Prayer Breakfast that will take place on May 3rd at 7:30 a.m. in the morning at the Radisson Convention Center across the river from the Capitol. The public is invited. The breakfast does have a fee of $25.
And the State Treasury Department has some important information for those who may have some unclaimed property and they may not be aware of it in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Yes, the Pennsylvania Treasury Department is currently holding more than $2.3 billion in unclaimed property, with about 1 in 10 residents eligible to recoup that property. Unclaimed property is any financial asset that has been left inactive by the owner for a period of 7 years or more. If no lawful owner claims the property at that time, it is transferred to the Treasury Department. The most common kinds of unclaimed property include savings and checking accounts, uncashed checks, unclaimed insurance benefits, and items abandoned or forgotten in safe deposit boxes. The amounts can range from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. And for individuals that would like to find out if they or a member of their family is entitled to unclaimed property, they could contact my office in Bradford County in the Troy office, or my Tioga County office here in Wellsboro, or they can go online, simply go online at www.patreasury.com. And if we can help anyone prove ownership, the property will be returned to them free of charge. There is no need to pay a private service to submit a claim.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Baker.